It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Healthcare reform has been a national issue since the early 1990s when Pennsylvania's Harris Wolford made it a central issue to his Senate campaign. But how to fix healthcare, or even the question of whether healthcare is a right or a privilege, has taken over our political discourse. The Affordable Care Act had some mandates that most people seem to agree on, according to polls. One of them was that insurers must cover pre-existing conditions. The Trump administration and Republicans in Congress seem intent on dismantling all of Obama's signature legislation, but there's at least one group that is asking the state's Senate candidates to preserve the coverage for pre-existing conditions. Citizen Action Wisconsin has even asked Leah Vukmir and Tammy Baldwin to sign a pledge of their intentions. We're joined this morning by Robert Craig, who is the executive director of Citizen Action Wisconsin. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
First off, Robert, how big of an issue do you expect healthcare to be in this race?
It looks like it's going to be the top issue in this election. I mean, the issue entirely turned around after the 2016 election and when Donald Trump and Paul Ryan actually tried to start dismantling the Affordable Care Act, and it became clear that the public was very attached to the protections within the Affordable Care Act and actually thinks we should go further and thinks that it is the job of the federal government to guarantee health care to everyone in the United States, no matter what. So I think it's likely to be the biggest electoral issue, and there's a lot of opinion research and polling that would suggest that as well.
So the opinion research and polling shows that when you say, do you like these particular things that you got from the Affordable Care Act, a lot of people say yes. And if it says, do you like Obamacare, a lot of people say no.
Right. There was a blistering attack on the brand, the Obamacare, and it was partisanized, where it was seen as support or opposition to President Obama. But if you actually look at the details of the law, or even the word Affordable Care Act, which is the actual name for the legislation, then it's extremely popular. And the most popular part is on pre-existing condition discrimination, because it just outraged people that someone could be thrown off their coverage or denied coverage because they were sick or likely to become sick. It was seen as a violation of fundamental human rights, a taking away of people's freedom. There are a lot of people affected, but a lot of people vote on this because they just think it's a moral outrage.
We're going to get into the specifics of the interview, but where do the candidates stand on health care and government's role in it?
Well, I mean, Senator Vukmir, the challenger to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, has been in the state legislature. So she didn't take votes, for example, on repealing the Affordable Care Act, et cetera. So Tammy Baldwin has a clearer federal record, and she actually supports Medicare for All. So she supports going well beyond the Affordable Care Act and making health care a fundamental right, expanding dramatically the public role in health care. Senator Vukmir in the legislature has been a critic of doing that. She did not support any efforts at the state level to move towards a Medicare for All kind of system, and has been a big advocate for things like health savings accounts, for example.
Mm-hmm. Your group, Citizen Action Wisconsin, is calling them to sign a calling on both Baldwin and Vukmir to sign a pledge not to repeal or weaken the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, and outlawing discrimination against people with pre-existing health conditions. Do you think that both of them are going to sign this pledge?
Hard to say. I mean, there's also been a lot of pledges. We don't usually do pledges because every different advocacy group wants to get their pledge signed, and therefore there's a certain amount of resistance from elected leaders to doing so.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we thought it was appropriate in this case is because in 2016, Donald Trump and Paul Ryan campaigned on the idea that they would change the Affordable Care Act, repeal it, but would protect people with pre-existing conditions, would make health care cheaper and better. And then there was a bait and switch, which is what caused a huge public backlash, where literally there was legislation passing the House and almost passing the Senate multiple times that would have re-legalized pre-existing condition discrimination in a number of different ways, both saying essentially an insurance company can deny coverage to someone who has a gap in coverage, for example, or undercutting the requirements for health insurance, allowing junk health insurance to be sold so that, in effect, people with pre-existing conditions could be priced out of the market, denied coverage or given coverage that wouldn't be effective coverage at all. And so the bait and switch was so intense, we think it's appropriate to have, since almost every elected official, both parties, say they want to protect people with pre-existing conditions and don't want to go back to discrimination, therefore they should sign a pledge saying they will not actually support legislation that would do so. And so it really comes out of the fact that, quite frankly, Donald Trump ran on such different terms and made such different promises in 2016, and so did Paul Ryan, than what actually happened once they had power.
You know, you said it was a bait and switch. Do you really think that Donald Trump had the same view of health insurance as Republicans in Congress? Or do you think he didn't really realize the details of what Republicans wanted?
It's a great question. There was a lot of speculation about what Donald Trump's opinion was. He had actually supported single payer earlier when he had been a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But once he was in president, maybe it was because he was trying to reverse President Obama's reforms for that reason, he became supportive of everything Paul Ryan and conservatives in Congress were trying to do. And he has been consistent doing that, and he has been consistent in trying to sabotage the Affordable Care Act in some very disturbing ways, ways that are actually dramatically raising costs for people, making insurance less available for people. And so he has been all on board to do anything he can with his own power to dismantle the Affordable Care Act and dismantle its protections. So whatever his personal opinion, he has certainly been in lockstep. And it's a major concern that, quite frankly, an ongoing concern because the efforts have been continuing to try to sabotage and undermine the Affordable Care Act and the protections within it.
We are talking about the Affordable Care Act and how that's going to play in politics in the upcoming general election, specifically in the Senate race. Group Citizen Action Wisconsin is asking Leah Vukmir and Tammy Baldwin to sign a pledge saying that they will keep the pre-existing condition provision as law, that you can't discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Do you have a pre-existing condition, lupus perhaps, ongoing sinus issues, high blood pressure? Are you afraid that you're going to be uninsurable if you lose your job because you already had an illness or a condition? How important is quality health insurance to your state of mind and plans for the future? Do you want it abolished altogether or do you want it fixed? And how would that fix look to you? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Robert, you said that you know, pledges are dangerous, or sometimes dangerous things. Why did you decide to go the route of the pledge here?
Because of how shocking the difference was between what Donald Trump and Paul Ryan said in the 2016 campaign versus what they actually tried to do. And that's what inspired this public backlash, which stopped them in their tracks. They had full power to do what they wanted, and they couldn't get the legislation passed through Republican-dominated houses of Congress. And so given that Trump, therefore, after that public rebuke, has continued to try to sabotage the Affordable Care Act and do it through the back door through his administrative powers, and given that we're in another election where politicians from both parties are going to say that they don't believe in pre-existing condition discrimination. They think that taking health care away from people or allowing insurance companies essentially to profit by figuring out how to insure only healthy people and to throw unhealthy people or people who are more risky to the side of the road, since we all know they're going to say they're against that, the pledge seems very appropriate. In other words, if you're going to run that way and say that you want to protect people with pre-existing conditions, which is everyone eventually in your
mm-hmm,
life.
Right.
It's only a matter of time, right? Then you should sign a pledge to say so, because last time what was promised was entirely different. It was a bait and switch than what was actually done and what was attempted, and because of the public concern about it, the incredible public backlash that stopped the repeal and the dismantling of the Affordable Care Act in its tracks.
Do you expect to hear from either candidate? Have you heard from either one of them?
Well, we've had acknowledgement from Senator Baldwin that they've received it. We've not yet from Senator Vukmir, State Senator Vukmir, but we certainly hope that we will. We just issued this last week, and we're going to give them a little time to consider it. But at this point, we've not received a signed pledge back yet, which is what we asked for.
What kind of health care overall would you like to see
Well, I think we need to move step by step towards Medicare for all, but I don't think you can do it all at once. And so, for example, there's a reform in Wisconsin, a proposal that would a lot of our members at Citizens National Wisconsin across the state worked on, and which has been supported by all the major Democratic candidates for governor, including Tony Evers, the nominee, which is to open up badger care to everyone, to make badger care a public option, and to allow it to be purchased on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. That would be almost 40% cheaper for individuals and also for small businesses. And so that's a step towards a Medicare for All system that actually has no fiscal impact on the state. It's just taking a system, badger care, that's highly successful that we already have, and opening it up to more people. We obviously should take the Medicaid expansion money that Governor Walker was turning down, because that would also expand badger care to more people. There are around 80,000 people who ought to be on badger care who aren't, because we're leaving that money on the table. But I think step by step, we have to go away from a system based on private insurance companies figuring out how to game the system and how to only insure healthy people, towards a more public system. And we need to use that public system to hold other actors like the pharmaceutical industry accountable, because their price gouging is a major driver, both in cost and in the denial of vital medications to people who need them.
We are talking with Robert Craig, who's the executive director of Citizen Action Wisconsin. We're talking this morning about a pledge that Citizen Action Wisconsin has asked both Leah Vukmir and Tammy Baldwin to sign, saying that they would keep the law for health insurance to cover pre-existing conditions. We're taking your calls here, 800-642-1234. What do you think about this law? What do you think about the ACA or any health care in general? 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. President Trump seems determined to erase everything that President Obama accomplished. Chief among them is the Affordable Care Act, Obama's signature health care reform, which was similar to a reform plan put forth by Senate Republicans in the 1990s. Advocates are trying to save parts of the ACA, including the mandate that insurance companies must cover pre-existing conditions. Do you support politicians signing pledges, even for issues that you support, like pre-existing conditions? Is health care an important issue to you in this election? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Robert Craig is the executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, which has asked Leah Vukmir and Tammy Baldwin to sign a pledge that they would keep pre-existing conditions. We are taking your calls, as I said, 800-642-1234. Jacob from Burlington called, who said his daughter has Crohn's disease. It is manageable with insurance, but without it, his daughter would become impoverished. His family is grateful for the ACA and hopes that it will continue. So, Robert, Baldwin, as you said, has endorsed Medicare for All. You say that you support a Medicare for All eventually, but what are the barriers that are stopping it from happening right away?
Yeah, and we support it as quickly as possible, but I'm just saying that rather than waiting decades to get it entirely, we can take large steps towards it. Like I mentioned, opening up badger care, making it a public option, but also you could open up Medicare at the federal level, and you could lower the Medicare age to 55. You could include everyone under 18. You could take it step by step until you had a fully universal system. The ACA was a great reform that moved us forward, ended discrimination, required health insurance to actually be quality health insurance that covered everything that we consider health care. Mm-hmm. But cost is still a major issue if you don't have good insurance at work. And, of course, it's a major issue for employers because it ends up being a lot of what employee compensation. So sometimes, a lot of times, raises are small because of the rising cost of health care. So we need to reform the system further. And the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, has been frozen in time.
Right.
But with what your caller from Burlington said, I think people remember that we really did have a situation where insurance companies figured out how to game the system and throw people off who had any kind of pre-existing condition There was a major national company that had an automatic fraud investigation into any woman diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
You can imagine the impact on the family. You already have the shock of the mother being diagnosed and everything else. And all of a sudden, you have to worry about whether you have insurance or not, which is a life and death situation for the mother. And then for the family, all their financial livelihood is now in doubt because of that kind of decision. That's clearly unethical. And we can't go back to those days.
We have Karen from La Crosse emailed and wants to know if Ron Johnson is being asked about this pledge. He's not running for office. He is a senator. Are you asking him to pledge this too?
He's not on the ballot, so we're not. This is about you're running for election, saying one thing to voters, and then potentially acting differently, like happened last time. But Ron Johnson was part of it. Ron Johnson voted for these major repeals, for the gutting of the Affordable Care Act, for allowing pre-existing condition discrimination to be legal again in a variety of ways. But he ran in a completely different way and said he was going to provide better health care cheaper for everyone. In fact, he ran ads in his reelection campaign that made it sound like he was a healthcare advocate who was going to expand coverage and make it cheaper for people, and then he did the opposite.
Okay, so in a recent interview, Leah Vukmir told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that she backs free market healthcare. So how is free market healthcare different than what we had before the ACA?
I think what Senator Vukmir, because we've had a lot of interactions with her when she was a state senator, thinks is that we should have even less of a public role and actually reduce the Medicare and Medicaid. At least she's argued for that in the past. We'll see how she campaigned. She was just nominated last week. But if free market means insurance companies and prescription drug companies have a free hand to get to decide, that's a lot worse. I mean, because those are Wall Street-driven corporations that their goal is the quarterly bottom line in maximizing profits. Their goal is not, we need to be realistic about this, guaranteeing health care to everyone. And so it's only we, the people, through our democracy that care about people's fundamental rights to have access and guaranteed health care when they need it.
Isn't the ACA a market system in and of itself? That's the whole point, right? A marketplace?
Well, it attempts to be a regulated marketplace, right? So it attempts to use the marketplace, but to say we're going to have certain requirements. We're going to provide tax subsidies for people to be able to afford it, which were very substantial. But we're going to say it has to be good insurance. It has to cover everything. It has to cover mammograms. It has to cover pregnancy. It has to cover mental health. And we're going to say that you have to cover everyone, that you're not going to profit by just figuring out how to sort through the population and only cover people who are less likely to actually need to use the health insurance. And so it was an attempt to allow market competition and profit, but also to put rules in place, kind of a fair playing field. And ever since, there have been attempts to undermine that by the insurance industry and especially by conservatives in Congress and now by President Trump.
We are taking your calls. Kelly from Cascade, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I've worked in healthcare for 25 years, and I'm a huge advocate for a single-payer healthcare system. I was a proponent of ACA and went out, marched, and put my word out there. I feel like it's stressful not only for the individual who is looking to receive healthcare, but it's also stressful for people working in the industry trying to figure out from one month to the next, we're trying to figure out which companies will pay for what, how many visits they'll cover. Our good people trying to provide services are just finding themselves more and more stressed with trying to figure out the coverage itself and what kind of care they can give to individuals based on the coverage that they have. So,
you know, one of the questions I have for you, Kelly, is that when the ACA came out, I did hear doctors and people who worked in the healthcare industry say, my God, this is really hard to navigate. You know, we've had to hire more people to kind of figure this out. We don't know exactly what we're going to get paid. Did you find that or no?
You know, I mean, I think it's kind of a part of the whole system. I think it's all complicated. I feel like moving towards a single payer system where we kind of level the playing field. I've lived and traveled in foreign countries where I've been able to access free health care,
right,
without giving my left arm for it. And I don't know why we think it makes us a better country to create such a complicated system. system.
Well, Kelly, thank you for that. I appreciate it. We've got more calls I want to get to before the end of the show. Will from Madison, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. I'm so grateful for this this morning. So we are living in a time where I am a part of the baby boomer generation with parents with Alzheimer's, and knowing too much of the statistics now, we are going to have a wave of folks with dementia from the baby boomer generation that are half of us, and people don't know this, half of us may have Alzheimer's by age 85, some form of dementia. The impact on that, on our healthcare system and our finances, is going to be phenomenal. And if we're talking about not signing off on pre-existing conditions, conditions in our future, this is a great concern for us all.
Thank you, Will. Thank you very much for that. I want to get in as many callers as possible. Jake from South Milwaukee, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I definitely support this pledge thing. I believe JFK said in a commencement speech for college, let us not seek the Democratic or Republican answer, but the one that is best for all Americans. And having been through the military, I also have experienced probably what the closest thing is to a single-payer healthcare. In that healthcare system, this is going to sound bad, but we are a burden to the healthcare. So they do as much as they can to keep us as healthy as they can so they don't have to see us.
I take your point, Jake. Robert, Craig, you have like 10 seconds to say the last word on this. Do you think that both of them are going to sign this pledge?
I hope so, but I'm concerned with whether Senator Vukmir agrees with it or not. But this should flesh it out. If she doesn't agree, she shouldn't sign it, and then she should run on that on her position.
Robert Craig is the executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. His group is asking Leah Vukmir and Tammy Baldwin to sign a pledge preserving coverage of pre-existing conditions. Robert, thanks for joining us. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.